Madison Ripley on Netflix. So we're gonna pretty much, you know, be covering this.
Interesting. Yeah, like Ripley. I just think, like, you know, when you think about this show, like, you know, I this is kind of like a new take for me, because I never seen kind of a thriller like this in a way. It's because it falls under thriller, right? Crime and thriller and stuff like that.
Right.
And even just the first episode, like just watching the series, because I think it used to be a film back in 1999 from the one that Matt Damon did when he was younger. I don't know if it was actually, you know, it was good. I couldn't tell you. I wasn't alive. I was three when that came out. So, I didn't get a chance to watch that one, but I do think that I do think, judging by the first, in my opinion, judging by the first episode, there's definitely a lot to take in, man, in this series. Like, we didn't finish the full series. I could say that for myself. But I will say, like, from what we've gathered, he's kind of like, I wouldn't say a con artist. I would say, like, because, you know, he's actually just lying about, like, where he works as an insurance company, but he works at, like, his apartment shit. And he's getting people to, like, sign their checks, like, sign blank, I guess, like, checks to, like, money orders, and essentially, and to kind of send it to him so he can use that money to, I guess, for himself, right? Like, that's what he does.
Yeah.
So, in a way, that is kind of scamming.
He even used it to travel to Italy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, scamming
people. Like a con artist.
Right, that's why it may be considered a con artist, that. but it just... It's interesting, because it already leaves a lot of questions to really, like, be answered, because in the first part of the episode, it's just kind of going based off, like, who is this guy, that he was already kind of being followed by other people that already were following him, keeping eyes on him, because I guess, like, I wouldn't even think if it's the authorities. I think it's just other people that are catching up to him, as far as, like, gang members or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, like, if you're conning somebody, eventually, like, it's going to get back to you somehow, especially back in those days where, I mean, they didn't really have the luxury of power like what you would use today, like the internet and shit, or just easy way to, like, track people down. Because I feel like it would be a lot more easier to track somebody down nowadays versus, like, back then. They would just kind of go tailing off of, like, he said, she said, I guess, situations.
Right.
But I feel, but they've always found a way back then to try to catch up to you. You know what I'm saying? And, so they kind of were, like, following him and shit in the first part of the episode. And it just kind of, like, leaves you like, all right, so what is this guy just doing? Like, he's just by himself. He's, you know, we don't know too much about him. I know he goes by many names, right? I think he, like, tries to, like, say that his name is something else. And then even at the end of the episode, I think he says that he had a different persona, I guess you would say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like he was trying to take on the persona of that couple he was following.
Right, I think that guy, right? That guy that was sailing the ship with his wife, like Dakota Fanning. I think that's her name.
yeah, the boyfriend, he was trying to take his name. Right.
But he's a very mysterious man. Like, he just kind of leaves, like, a giant, like, question mark in the air, because it's almost like, why did he actually kind of take on this? Like, and that's why I feel like, as a consumer of this, like, series, I guess I wouldn't say a series, well, TV series, yeah, but I'm not sure if it's, like, an ongoing series. I know it was a fictional story. Not sure if it was a novel, right? I think it was a novel back in the times, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the 1999.
Yeah.
I
think it was, like, based off a novel. So that's why I was just, like, kind of, like, confused on it. Because I've never heard of this story whatsoever. Because we always hear, like, a bunch of kind of, like, kind of thriller stories and crime, because there's so many of them out there. So it's actually kind of it's easy for a lot of the stuff, like, that doesn't get unnoticed. And I'm guessing, like, this story was so good that it was brought to you know, the film industry, because I mean, we made a movie in 1999. So I'm assuming it was kind of like a big franchise or a big story to kind of like sell. It was confusing to, it was almost like, okay, we made a film back in 1999, but now it's kind of like what prompted them to want to remake this again? You know what I mean? And into a series again, you know?
Yeah. And depending on context too, the book we were saying, it's called The Talented Mr. Ripley novel. It came out in 1960.
Oh, so,
yeah. Yeah, it's like it's like based off a 1955 a psychological thriller novel.
Interesting. So it's
famous from that time.
And
which makes sense because as we see in the series, it's like that kind of 1960s, late 50s kind of noir film, black and white.
Yeah,
feeling to it. So yeah, that makes sense coming from that time period.
Right, which I mean, the effects, the cinematic, I guess, like the looks of it, looks pretty good. Like as a consumer watching it, I'm like, okay, this looks pretty good. Like, you know, the visuals look good. The black and white kind of like effect to kind of get that, you know, obviously, like you said, like the 19 kind of 30s. Look, it's, you know, it's pretty good, man. I liked it a lot, actually. The kind of different shots they kind of use in the movie too. I mean, the series.
Yeah, we've been seeing that a lot in the film industry lately, like Lighthouse from A24 or like Poor Things, like using that black and white feeling to make it look more classical, and where you put more focus on the characters rather than like the colors and graphics in the backgrounds.
Yeah,
that lets you. It sets the tone pretty much.
Like it's kind of like, I know this is like two different kind of like genres, but like it kind of resembles like kind of like Casablanca, like from 1942. Like it has that kind of effect. Yeah, like that was like an iconic like movie, like back in those times. Still is. I think it's still one of like one of the iconic movies of all time, actually. That's a very opinionated based, guys. I know like it's all based off opinions, but. It is definitely hands down one of the greatest films.
Right.
But I do feel like it's kind of like resembling that a lot, actually.
Oh yeah. Especially it being a thriller too. You can tell like it's like something wrong with the main character, like Ripley. He's like, he has like mental problems because it's like some scenes he's like talking to himself or he's like staring at a wall or a bed. He's like, it's kind of like he has two personalities. It's like his one side that's just trying to find a job and travel everywhere, and this other side where he's like trying to take on a different persona, like we were saying, like he's trying to get like a new name or you know, trying to take somebody else's personality. Yeah, it's interesting. It's like it's kind of like serial killer kind of in a way. Like Hannibal.
Yeah, it's just like he's hiding his true identity for some weird reason, which that's why I mean, like maybe when we get a chance to like watch more of the series to get a good understanding of like where this is headed. But as a introduction to the series, I will say that it just leaves you with a lot of suspicion. And I think it does a great job with reeling in the audience that way. That's why I mean, like we have a lot, like I said before. We have a lot of content, I guess you would say, that just is already doing thrillers and you know, murder mysteries and shit. We have a shit ton of that. But to bring back, to reamp a classic novel that's from 1960, because at that point, it is a classic novel. That's almost, what, 60-something years old. Like, you know, so that is a classic, classified as a classic. And to bring it back into modern times, it's reviving, like it's revitalizing pretty much.
And bring back the noir version.
Yeah. Of that. I think it does a good job with that. It just needs to keep that wanting of like that suspicion of wanting to know, like pretty much your expectations pretty like I wouldn't say like too high, but like enough to where you are always curious and you want to know the answers to a lot of questions when it comes to stuff like this, because that's what the best part about murder mysteries are, is like, who did this? We need to find out. You know what I mean? Like, why did they did that? There's a reason behind that. Like, there's just theories and theories and theories about a lot of stuff that when it comes to murder mysteries. And I just think that we're going to get a lot of that in this series, I hope, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, hopefully that like, keeps you on this edge of your seat. You know, and the only problem I had with the first episode, it kind of dragged on a little bit. It's like some scenes where he'd just be walking just
going.
And it's just be lingering on. But I get that, because that's like the style of that time period where it's like things were take its time and it would be
right.
Like,
they kind of want you to soak in the scenery and the basically the ambience, and you know what I mean? Like they kind of want you to get like the full kind of effect that you would see like during those like time periods in movies. You know what I mean? Like that's, you know what I mean? Like I love the classical music. I mean, it sounds great, actually. I mean, I love the music. The music sounds really good. I just didn't expect like Dakota Fanning to be in there. When I seen her in there, I was like, I don't know if she's been in enough series, but she's more like, if I'm not mistaken, because I haven't followed her through most of her career. I know she's like a well known actress. Like she's probably one of the A-list actors, actually. I don't know if that's facts, but I just think, in my opinion, I think she's up there.
Especially when she was a kid, like she was everywhere in the early 2000s.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that she's been around the block a few times already. So I think she's been out there. And but to see her in a series, I don't think that we've ever seen that. I don't think she's done enough series before. So to see that, and it's kind of weird because again, like today's like not to derail, but I just feel like a lot of series on Netflix, it's. Because every episode is almost classified as a movie. It's an hour long, right? Yeah. So I feel like it's kind of easier to kind of get away from, you know, the film, you know, take a break from films and kind of do, it's sort of the same thing. But I'm saying like it's easier to go into TV shows nowadays, I guess you would say, versus like back in the time, like back in the day when she was younger. You know, she's been acting since what, Charlotte's Web, I'm seeing on the internet. Right. Right. Like that was back in 2006. Like I was 10. Right.
Like, I used to see her in the Signs movie. I believe she was in. Yes. She was like everywhere when I was a kid. But it's cool to see her career revive, you know, to see her in a series like this and like with Denzel Washington, and that recently came out too, that movie.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing also, as you say, with the music, the soundtrack for this show, it's also produced by the same people that made American Gangster. So that kind of makes sense, seeing that that's the same crew that made that.
Yeah. I'm interested with her character, too, because she kind of gave like Ripley kind of like this like lustless look, like, hey, I'll sleep with you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she kind of was like really into him in this episode. So. Who knows? We're going to probably go on a like kind of like a conspiracy, like, you know, a thought process and say, OK, maybe she's probably going to sleep with him. And then he's probably going to go like her husband's probably going to go to try to murder this guy. Like, probably, I feel like, because I mean, didn't we kind of see that in the beginning where somebody was dragging somebody down the stairs in a fucking body bag? You know what I mean? Like we clearly seen like what happens at the end of the series, because I mean. What a way to kind of like, you know, suck people in to know like what the hell happened.
I kind of got spoiled too, because I was looking up like different things on the older movie, that the 1999 Mr. Ripley's. It was showing that he was killing the, like he just said, the boyfriend, not to give too much away, but yeah, he was kind of on the hit with that one.
I knew it. But I'm saying, but if you watch enough movies like this, I mean, like enough pretty much if you watch enough movies or TV shows that are based off like, you know, crime, it almost always starts like that. Like, come on now. It almost always starts like that.
Yeah, it's like a character study where you follow some kind of psychopath that kills.
He was already like a con artist. So, I mean, who knows? I feel like because of that trait, who's to say that he won't become a murderer? Like, I mean, that's how it starts, right?
Right. And plus, think about it, at the end of the first episode, he's trying to persuade himself and as her boyfriend take his name. That's what he was like saying in the ending part. So it's like it kind of alludes to like, oh, he's about to take on his personality and everything. So he's going to have to get rid of him.
Which is kind of easy in those times, because I think I don't know if he has to be like kind of present to like, you know, I don't know if he has to be present to like, you know, seize his assets, I guess. I don't know how that would work, but if he can just kind of portray his characteristics, you know what I mean? Like, he can probably get away with, you know, actually getting his assets. Like, you know, and I think that's probably why he's doing it, because I mean, what else would he be doing that for? Not just to sleep with the girl. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I'm going based off like assumptions here, but I just feel like because we didn't see a lot of him, like I just think like he's capable of doing almost fucking anything at this point.
Yeah.
But that wasn't him though. I don't think that was him that was dragging the corpse down the stairs. I thought it was him in the bag.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have to look back at it.
Yeah. Really, I think that was somebody else dragging. I could be wrong as well. But I think my assumption was that he died and somebody like kind of got like, you know, was trying to drag him out of there probably on time. But
yeah, maybe he does die at the end of the series. I don't know.
I mean, I think that would be a great kind of like wrap up, right? I think, you know, depending on how long the novel was, I couldn't tell you.
Right. Yeah, as far as this series is, it's like 8 episodes so far. I don't know. Like you said, I don't know if it goes longer than that, but.
Right.
So for what they got on Netflix so far, but yeah, it's I see that it also seems some people say it's slight differences from the 1999 film. They made like some couple tweaks to like the Ripley character, like he's more reserved and not as outgoing as the version of Ripley in the 1999. The 1999 version of Ripley, he was like outgoing and he liked to party and he's like real loud. Versus this one, he's like really quiet and not, he's like really trying to stay out the way and not really trying to, you know, get anybody's place or anything outside of the couple.
It almost feels like when you watch the 99 version, I could be wrong on this, but this is another theory. It almost feels like this was kind of a continuation from that one, because I think he was a lot younger in that one. He looked a lot younger. Really? I could be wrong, but he looked a lot younger. Not saying Matt Damon looked, I mean, he was young too, but I'm saying like I think he was portraying the character as a younger version of Ripley. And I think whatever he did in that one kind of piggybacked off of, you know, this one kind of piggybacked off of that one. And then, because again, like this one starts with people kind of assuming that they already know who he is, which coming into the series, I have no idea who the fuck this guy is and what he does. Right? So that's what I mean. Like, I think the main people that made this kind of assume that if you already kind of know who this person is, this is what we're doing. You know, if you're a fan of the book or you watched the film back in 99, then you're probably going to have a better idea of like who the hell this is. But for newcomers, we're going to be like, okay, who the fuck's this guy? I see somebody dragging a body bag. Like, you know, he's kind of just signing checks. You know, he's stealing people's money. You know what I mean? He's a fucking con artist. So,
yeah. Maybe it seems to be like writing letters here and there to people.
But
they're suspicious.
But what would you say, like, for new consumers, like for new people that are just like coming into this, like, how would you feel like, how would you best describe, like, for people that's just jumping into this?
Yeah, I would say you will have to have a lot of patience with this one. If you're not used to watching like slower or like slow burn of movies or shows, then it may not be for you. But if you're more into like the noir era of film, or like old school kind of, where it has like black and white and it's like very like mafia, like if you're pretty much like if you're into like the mafia or like those kind of movies, I see it as like in that lane of where like where it kind of builds up to something as you keep going. And I have a feeling it, you know, it picks up after a couple episodes. So if you're willing to do that, I would say I would recommend it to that crowd of people.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, it's definitely a slow, steady pace. But I think it needs to do that anyways, because I just think that, you know, it has a better way to catch up people instead of going at like a fast, rapid pace. You know what I mean? Like, I like to what you're saying is it could have been a little sped up a little bit, but just like in a medium kind of route. But I also think because of what it is, and especially that time period, that's why it's so slow as a turtle. You know what I mean? Like, they want you to kind of like study the patterns and shit and actually understand like what's really going on. Because I do feel like that with stuff like this, Easter eggs and a lot of shit that's behind closed, like things within things, is, you know, pretty much the same thing as Easter eggs is what I'm saying. But it's just they want you to really try to look for these things, clues, and try to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the whole point of a thriller, to have like things unravel as you go on. Yeah. So, I hope it's like a thing where you get to find out his backstory of who he really is before. Yeah,
I'm intrigued with that. That's how I always get like wrapped up into any series, regardless of what it is. I feel like to understand who the character is, go into the, I'm not saying, you know, you have to tell me exactly when they took a shit or whenever they did. You don't need, you leave out all the extras, like all the small details, but just bring up a little summary of what this guy was as a kid. Again, I'm not saying like it has to be like that for every single thing. And some people probably like, I don't really care about it. Let's just get to the point, which is again, like, it depends on how long they can stretch out the story. You know what I mean? But if I just think it's better that way, because you have a better understanding of like who this character is, what he, why did he get himself into this stuff? Why did he choose that? Which some series, you know, some series actually do that, where they, when they start off in the present, you know, I'm sorry, they start off in the future, present, and then they kind of do like a, you know, just a filler episode, kind of go into the backlog and back, you know, try to talk about like memories and shit or anything, that the reason why the story is going in that direction because of, you know what I mean, what that person did. So we might actually get like kind of a background story on him, maybe on one of the episodes, and I'm hoping.
Right.
Because I don't know if the 99 version touched based on that. I would have to watch it. But
yeah. Yeah, that's what it could take advantage of, having more episodes and not being just one film. It can really round out the character more and take its time by doing that. Because it feels like a more character piece from what I watched at this first episode. So it's like more character focused. So I would hope they would do that, you know, eventually.
Right. But what would you rate it? Just to conclude this episode.
I'd give it about a 6. Yeah. Like middle ground.
6 so far. Maybe it'll pick back up as you watch, as you continue to watch more of the episodes.
Right. Yeah. Just to see where it goes, you know.
That's a good,
it has like a good, like, twist and turn.
That's actually a good start for you, actually. For me, I'm going to say, I wouldn't say, I'll say between a 7 and a 6. So I'll say a 7, just because I love the background. I love the scenery. I do like the character. It just really is. I'm really invested into this series. So I really want to see what's going to go, or where is it going to go as I watch these episodes. But
yeah,
I think
I've been to role character pieces lately, so that could be part of why I rate it higher than usual.
All right. But I think that concludes our final thoughts on this. Guys, if if you guys are listening to this, appreciate all the love and support. Definitely follow us on Spotify as much as possible. We need the support. And just kind of let us know, like, on our Q&As. Let us know what your feedback on. I don't want to hear what you guys think. And then we'll see you guys again on the next episode. All right?
Peace. All right.